We began discussing opening Sukkiah and Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara applies the principle of Mitzvah Bo Yosim Bishlucha, and even as far as Lisha is concerned, Mitzvah Bo Yosim Bishlucha. And we began the discussion, the Machlokas Rishonim, to what extent Kedushin is considered to be a Mitzvah, to what extent do we assume that that is not true. There certainly is a Mitzvah Spru Ruvu. Women are exempt from the Mitzvah Spru Ruvu. That's the Shita Sachachamim, a Mishnah Yavam Asandav, Samachayim Adbeis. But nonetheless, whether women are obligated, Kedushin, we pointed out, is unclear, even if one should assume that that is considered to be a mitzvah. Two Girsos in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos in the Hosafos in Reish Yud Gimel. We were bothered by the sheet of the Ran, because the Ran is troubled. How is it possible to assume mitzvah ba yoser mi bishlucha? After all, what mitzvah are we dealing with? The Ran writes, here we're talking about the mitzvah of Pruruvu. Pruruvu clearly is a mitzvah incumbent upon the man, but the woman is exempt. So how can you apply the principle of mitzvah ba yoser bishlucha? So the Ran answers, it's true that she is exempt, but nonetheless, she is misayeya labal lakayim mitzvasa, and therefore one can apply the principle of mitzvah ba yoser bishlucha. So we are bothered by the following. Why is it that the Ran immediately begins with the discussion of Pruruvu? After all, we're not speaking here of Pruruvu. We're speaking about the Maisa Kedushin. If one should assume that there is a mitzvah of Ishus, shouldn't that be the case that we should be addressing? So perhaps one could argue that this is an indicator that the Ran maintains that there is no mitzvah of Kedushin. There is merely the mitzvah of Pruruvu, and therefore any mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha must be addressed in that regard. And we saw that there certainly are Rishonim that indicate that is the case. The Russian Kedushin, the Russian Ksuvis and Perakalav Simonian Beis, the Tosas are Russian Ksuvis and Dav Zayin, writes that there is no mitzvah of Kedushin Isha. The most that is a Heksher mitzvah, but there is a mitzvah, Pruruvu. The difficulty was the following, that the Ran and Ksuvis and Dav Beisam and Aleph and Dav Yarif is troubled by the Bracha Birchas Erisin. Why is it that there is no Bracha Ktsara of Asher Kedushonam Mitzvah Tzivanu Al HaKedushin? That is the Ran's kasha. Well, if you assume that there is no mitzvah of Ishus, that kasha then can be resolved, obviously. And we pointed out Tosus that comments in Sachim and Avzayin that Birchas Erisin sounds as though it's a Birchas HaShevach. The Taz in the very beginning of Yoredei, if it's a Birchas HaShevach, we understand why you incorporate many different themes, Arayos and Erisin, Nisuin. But the Ran does not give that answer. The Ran gives a technical answer, but the Gemara tells us in Menachos and Daf Mem Beis that when you have a mitzvah, but there are various components, there's a Tchilas HaMitzvah, there is a Gemar Mitzvah, we only recite a bracha when Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa. The Gemara tells us that Rav Ada Bar Ava Ramei Chutei Umavarech, he used to make a bracha on Asiyasa Tzitzis. The Chachamim said that one does not do so. Why not? Interestingly, similar to the Machlokas here, the Chachamim did not turn to Rav Ada Bar Ava and say, making the tzitzis is nothing. Maybe that is considered to be the Tchilas HaMitzvah. But you don't make a bracha on the Tchilas HaAsiyah, you make a bracha on the Gemar Mitzvah. So if the Ran comments that the reason you don't recite a regular Birchas HaMitzvah on Erisin is because it is not the Gemar Mitzvah, but rather the mitzvah is a composite one, it is considered to be Erisin and Isuin, doesn't it sound as though the Ran is in agreement with the Rambam Shita that there is a mitzvah of Erisin? On technical grounds, you don't recite a bracha, but as far as our sugi is concerned, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, that should be from the perspective of the mitzvah of Ishus, not necessarily that of Pruruvu. And in fact, we saw, for example, the Mordechai, the very beginning of Ksuva Sadaf, Kuf Lamed Beis, where the Mordechai implies very strongly that Kedushin is only considered to be a Heksher Mitzvah for Pruruvu, and that is not only true of Erisin, even true of Nisuin. And the reason the Bracha is not recited, the Mordechai writes, Hashem lo yizku lihibonos yachad, because perhaps this issues will not result in Pruruvu, and therefore a classic Birchas HaMitzvah is not recited. So what exactly is the nature of this mitzvah of Kedushin? And why is it that on the one hand, maybe one could assume in some sense it is a mitzvah, but perhaps on the other hand, one does not apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. For that you have to come on to velment of pruruvu. So we start to discuss in the minyan mitzvahs, several mitzvahs, where there is a machlokas, the Rambam arrived in terms of whether they should be counted independently in minyan mitzvos or not. We pointed out that the Ravid Shita seems to be that there is a mitzvah of Erisin. When the Rambam writes that there is a mitzvah of Kedushin, the Rambam in Reisha Gimel, he pointed out the Ravid does not object, the Ravid is not masig at all. When the Rambam begins Hilchos Ishus and tells us the mitzvah of Ishus, there is no Hasagas HaRavid. And in fact, the Rambam in Perek Gimel, when it comes to Birchas Erisin, that is masig on the Rambam, the Ravid was masig in terms of the detail, whether this Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited over Las Yasan, or perhaps since it's not beyond Habal, it should be recited Lachar Las Yasan. The Ravid does not argue that this is not the Birchas HaMitzvah. The mashmos of the Ravid is that I agree with the Rambam Shita, that Mevarchan al Erisin Kishem Shemevarchan al Kol HaMitzvos, but nonetheless, here there is an exceptional case. It's more similar to Lulav, or Tfilah Sager, or Netilah Sadaim, where there's a problem, and that necessitates that the bracha is La'achar Asiyasa. So Pasha Pshat and the Ravid, there is indeed a mitzvah, Kedushin as well. If you look in Sefer HaMitzvos, we pointed out in the Minyan HaMitzvos in Kuf Mem Vav, the Rambam writes that there is a mitzvah of Shechita, that Lishchal Behem Achayvoch and Va'achar Kach Yolchal B'saron. The Rambam calls the Pasuk of Izavachta, Kasher Tzivisicha, the Pasuk in Dvarim Yibbeis in Parsha Asra'e. And the Ravid is Masik that no, that Ze'ein no tam. Why is Shechita considered to be a mitzvah? The most one could argue it's a lav haba mechlal asay, but there is no mitzvah shchita. What exactly does it mean? A machlokas Rambam and Ravid, whether there is a mitzvah shchita. You mean according to the Rambam, one is obligated to perform shchita continuously? And the Ravid said, you're not obligated to do so. So the Kesem Mishnah comments that the most one could argue is it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. The most one could argue is im yirtze, Imirz lecho basar, so therefore one must engage in shchita. So apparently the Kesem Mishnah writes that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. This is a very broad statement that when you have a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah kiyumis, such as imirza, if then, the Rambam will count that minin ha-mitzvos, but the Ravid will argue that that is not true. The Ravid will term that elav haba mechlal essay. And similarly, the Kesem Mishnah writes a little bit later in Kuf Mem Tes, when it comes to Bidika Simane Behema, the Torah says you can only eat a Behema Tahora, not a Behema Temeya. One must be Bodik Simanim in order to verify that this is a Behema Tahora. The Rambam counts this as a mitzvah. The Ravid writes that Ein Lam Tam. Why should that be the case? Now, again, it's imirze. If one wishes to partake, you have to make sure that it's a behema tahora, but not there's a mitzvah of bedika sasimanim. So the Kesem Mishnah writes, this is the same issue. The imirze, should that be counted in mina mitzvahs, or should that not? The difficulty we mentioned is the following. If one will argue that that is the shita saravid, so therefore there should be many other examples that the ravid should be masig, and the Ravid should argue that one cannot count even the mitzvah kedushin. Is that a categorical obligation, a mitzvah chiyuvis? We pointed out when you look in the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Ishus and Aleph Aleph, the Rambam writes the following, that nitzdavu Yisrael, that she'im yirtza ha'ish lisa isha, if one desires, then yikno sotchila bifnei eidim. The Rambam also couches that as if then, im yirtza, then one should do it in this fashion. If the Kesev Mishnah is correct, this is the Rambam's understanding, the Ravid should be masik as well, and the Ravid is absolutely silent. The Rambam writes in Reish Chaf Beis that there's a mitzvah legaresh bishtar. That clearly, v'kosla sefer krisus, is if then, if one desires to divorce his wife, then the vehicle, the tool of doing so, is al yedei get, and the Ravid is not masik at all. When the Rambam discusses in Reish Lamed Hey the Prati Adinim of Eved Knani, the Rambam writes a mitzvah, Lavod be'Eved Knani, the Ravid is not Masik, but it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, Lavod be'Eved Knani. Certainly not. There's an Isser essay of Kol HaMashachra Avdo Over Be'Essay, that's the Gram Brachos Nav Mem Zayin and Gittin Dat Mamaches. But again, if the Ravid sheet is that you cannot count such instances, where Isser essay, so in such a case, the Ravid should be masig there as well. So how do you distinguish between cases of Kedushin, Gerushin, Eved Knani, as opposed to the couple of cases that the Ravid is masig, the case of Shchita or Bedika Simane Tahara? Good. So perhaps one can disagree with the Kesev Mishnah. It cannot be simply understood just as if then, under these conditions, then this is what you must do. Perhaps there is, right, another factor that is critical within the Ravid's Shita. Perhaps one could argue as follows, very simply. What is unique about the case of Shechita and the case of Bedikah? That the Ravid writes, those should not be counted as mitzvos at all, unlike cases of Kedushin, unlike cases of Gerushin, unlike, right, the Mishpatei Hadinim when it comes to Eved Knani. So perhaps one could suggest the following Chiddush. The Ravid's understanding of Shechita or Bedikah Simanei Tahara are that those two cases are matirim. The whole concept of those two halachos, Shechita and Bedikah, is simply hataras umenias ha'isim. In those cases, the entire purpose of Shechita is to prevent or to be matir the iser. To be matir the iser Abraham and Achai, to prevent the iser nevela. If something is merely hataras umenias ha'isir, that the Ravid assumes is not considered to be a mitzvah at all. The same thing clearly is true when it comes to Bedikah Simanei Tahara. In such a case, that also is simply minias ha'iser. The Torah says that one is not allowed to partake of a behema tameya. It's necessary to be bodeg in order to be monea, to see to it that one is not violating the iser. Poshub Shat, that is the Ravid Shita. Now, this is what you find in the Minchas Asher and Kedushin, Semen Yud Zayin, that the Ravid Shita is not mitzvah chiyuvis as opposed to mitzvah chiyumis. The Ravid Shita is the following, that matirin, anytime the Torah gives us what would seems to be a tzivoy, but if its purpose is simply hatara semenia sa'isr, in such a case, that cannot be counted as a mitzvah. So say, the most you could argue is that is a lav habo mechlal asay. If one does not do shchita, you'll violate an iser of izavachta kasher tzivisicha. But not that it's an independent mitzvah to say. If that's true, then one can easily distinguish between those cases as opposed to kedushin. Right? What is the chalos kedushin? What is the essence of kedushin? Good. It's a matir. It's matir in iser mia. That is what kedushin is. The rabbi would argue, of course, that's not true. There is a chalos ishus, there is eishes ish, there is shirksus va'ona. Once she is an eishes ish, she is not allowed, obviously, to marry anyone else. There is a chalos kinyan, there is a chalos iser. The purpose of kedushin is not to be monea, like a separate iser. In fact, if you look at the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam seems to indicate that there is an iser of loya kadesh lo siya kadesha, and the Rambam seems to indicate that perhaps that this applies simply to a bias nus, any bia outside of marriage. The Ravid is masik. That's not the iser of kadeshus. Kadesha means a zono who's mechines atzma. That's the iser of kadeshus. Just in a case of bia outside of Yishus, that is not the iser lav of loyia kodesh, losiya kadesha. The purpose of kedushin, the Rav would argue very simply, is not to be matir in iser bia. There's a chalos Yishus, as we discussed in the very opening shir, with so many ramifications in the halacha. That is considered to be a mitzvah. The same thing l'chor is true when it comes to gerushin as well. It's true that one of the consequences of gerushin is that it's matir in iser of eishes ish. That certainly is true. A woman now is an eishes ish, lachar gerushin, that iser is paka. But when one argued the entire extent or the essence of gerushin is simply to be matir in iser via, that's one of the effects of gerushin, no doubt. But there are many, many more. Right, there is, as the Kedushin we pointed out, there is Ishto, Beso, She'er, and Ayyede Gerishin, so therefore Nifka, Kol, Shibude HaYishus. But one would not argue that the entire scope or extent of the mitzvah's Gerishin is simply to be matir a particular Yisr. That Poshav Shat is the Shitas Arayvet. Whenever you have a category of chalos, which embraces so many aspects, a chalos gerushin, a chalos kedushin, a chalos eved, that the Rav will argue is considered to be a mitzvah. Ein hachinami, that's true. Whenever you have something which is for the purpose of hatara seminias ha'iser, that the Rav writes, that's not to be counted independently as a mitzvah. The following mashlamat avadomer, if you look in Shorish Rishon, in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam attacks the position of the Halachos Gedolos. The Halachos Gedolos counts what seems to be mitzvos derabanan as part of Tayyid mitzvos. The Bahag counts Kriya Samegillah, the Bahag counts Ner Chanukah, right, among Tayyid mitzvos. And the Rambam disagrees. That's the first shorish of the Rambam. You cannot include in Taryag mitzvos, mitzvos derabanan. It's limited to mitzvos, which are daraisa. And then, right, the Rambam writes the following, and if the halachos gedolos is correct, that you're going to count dinim derabanan, in such a case, why does the Rambam end there? The Rambam should count erevin in Taryag mitzvos. The Rambam should count nitilas yadayim in Tariq mitzvos. That's the Rambam's kasha. I maintain you can't count any of these things. But if you're going to count, in the davar sof. So if you look in the Rambam, right there in Shorash Rishon, it's toward the end of Shorash Rishon, the Rambam says there's a fundamental difference. No? After all, what is the purpose of Natilas Yadayim? What is the purpose of the Takana Veirvin? All those cases, again, it's addressing a particular Isser. There is an Isser Hotzah, and the takana of Erevin will be matir in Isser Hotzah, the Rabbanon. There are certain Isurim of Tuma, Chachzal instituted Netilas Yadayim as part of the Gzeiras Tuma. So Mashal Ma'adam Adoma, the Rabban writes the same Lamdas. Even if the Bahag is willing, and that will have to be discussed, to count certain Dinin Drabbanon, it's not all or nothing. Certain Dinin Drabbanon are Takanos Mechudashos. Ner Chanukah, Kriya Samegillah, yeah, that you can count minyan mitzvos. But that which the Chachamim institute to respond to in Isser, in such a case, that's not to be counted as a mitzvah at all. In that sense, the Tilas Yadayim or Erev is similar to a case of Shechita, where it's Hataras Kleinias HaIsser, and therefore that is not to be counted, even according to the Halachos Gedolos. If you look in Sefer Mitzvahs, for example, in Mitzvah Tzarivav, the Rambam counts Hafaras Nedarim. Hafaras Nedarim. And the Ramban again is Masig. Hafaras Nedarim is Matir, the Isser Nedir. It's Matir and Isser Shvur. That's not to be counted in Minin HaMitzvos at all. So therefore, one can understand the Ravid Shita, that the Ravid will acknowledge that Kedushin could be a mitzvah, Gerushin could be a mitzvah, the Parsha of Iknani is a mitzvah, and that is very different from cases of Shechita, as opposed to Bidika Simanim, those instances where the entire purpose is simply to serve, to be Matir, a given Isser. Even if one should assume that Kedushin is considered to be a mitzvah, what type of mitzvah is it? It's a mitzvah comparable to Tefillin, for example. Right, an absolute imperative, a mitzvah chiyuvis, perhaps one could argue that that is true. But we pointed out, if you look in the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Yishus, there the Rambam writes, She'im yirtza ish lisa isha yikno sotchila. It seems to be that which is conditional. That was the whole basis of the kasha. What's the difference then between shchita as opposed to kedushin? The Rambam seems to argue that kedushin is a mitzvah kiyumis. If one desires, there is a kiyum, a mitzvah to do so in this fashion. But the way the Rambam presents the mitzvah ishus, perhaps even the Rambam would acknowledge that it is not a mitzvah kiyuvis, but rather, as the Lashon HaRambam dictates, im yirtze ish liyusa isha, yikna oso tchila. Even if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's not a stira to what the Rambam writes in Perigimo, you can still recite a bracha on a mitzvah kiyumis. That certainly is true. But I'll ask you the following issue. The concept of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha, does that apply to a mitzvah kiyumis? If, in fact, the Hagdaras HaMitzvah of Kedushin, as the Rambam writes, im yirtze, would you apply mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha to such a mitzvah? Let's assume when it comes to shechita. Im yirtze. If a person desires to have basar, therefore, this is the tool, ayidei shechita. Would you apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha, right, to chiyuv of shechita? So when we start doing the sugyas of shlichus, we'll have to ask ourselves very fundamental questions. Now, which mitzvahs have shlichus? Which mitzvahs don't have shlichus? And now, as a subcategory, our sugi as well, regarding which mitzvahs would you apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha? Regarding which mitzvahs would you not? So many of you know from the past that Chubas Marachor Zerua, right? Kuf Chavches, Marachor Zerua writes, when it comes to Shechita, you don't assume mitzvah b'osim b'shlucha. Marachor Zerua makes just the following observation. He says that the Gedolei Olam, the earlier Rishonim, you don't see that they did Shechita. What about mitzvah b'osim b'shlucha? Why should they rely on the Shochet? Why not mitzvah b'osim b'shlucha? Smrachur Zer writes, you see that mitzvah b'osim b'shlucha does not apply to Shechita. Otherwise, that would have been the practice of the Gaonim, to insist on their performance of the mitzvah. Interesting, Smrachur Zer writes, the same thing applies to our freshest chumas and maizros. Of course, you recite a bracha on Shechita, and there's a bracha on hafrasha, but you see that there wasn't a hakpada that I must do this myself, and therefore you don't apply mitzvah b'osim b'shlucha to these cases. Marachur Zer gives a very beautiful svara. This is what we'll have to assess in terms of when shlichus works, and when you apply the principle mitzvah b'osim b'shlucha. And he writes, you can break down the mitzvah Hashem into two different categories, right? That which is a maisa mitzvah, as opposed to that which is ikra b'chalos, b'totza, b'pol yotze. Very simply, sometimes what the Torah emphasizes is the act. Sometimes what the Torah emphasizes is the result, the effect. Marachur Zer writes, the beautiful Chiddush, that is the determining factor in assessing when shlichus works, when shlichus doesn't work, when you say mitzvah b'yosem b'shlucha, and when you do not. When it comes to shechita, when it comes to hafrasha, right, the end, that one is matir disir v'ven achai, when is matir nisrei nezavuach, when is monea da chalos nevela, when is matir nisrei tevel. So there is no mitzvah bo, yosef b'shlucha. So Marachur Zer already points out, you can have that which is clearly a mitzvah, shechita is a mitzvah, hafrash is a mitzvah, but you don't necessarily apply mitzvah bo, yosef b'shlucha. Maybe one could suggest the following chiddush then within the shechita saran. Is Kedushin a mitzvah? The Ran could argue absolutely yes. After all, the Ran of Ksuvas and Dabbeis are just troubled. Why isn't there a Birchas HaMitzvah? But just because there should be a Birchas HaMitzvah does not mean it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. There's a Birchas HaMitzvah and Shechit as well. That's what's troubling the Ran. There should be a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kedushin. And for that, the Ran has to answer, does that mean that the Ran maintains that it's an absolute mitzvah in all respects, a mitzvah chiyuvis? Not necessarily. One could argue the shita of the Ran is the following, comparable to a case of shita, that it is a mitzvah chiyuvis when it comes to kedushin. Im yirtze yishli saisha. And therefore, the Ran could split and argue as follows. On the one hand, I can ask, why isn't there a regular Birchas HaMitzvah? Because Birchas HaMitzvah applies even to a mitzvah kiyumis as well. But that's the chiddush of the Ran, that you don't apply the principle of mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucha. To a mitzvah kiyumis, such as shechita, or such as kedushin, you don't apply mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucha. Maybe that's the shita of the Ran. Our sugya mitzvah bo, right, in the sugya in Ksuvas and Avzayin of bracha are not haba hatayu. There could be a bracha, but nonetheless, you don't apply the principle mitzvah yosef mishlucha, just like in the case of shita. That's what Rav Ashi suggests. That's the shita saran. A mitzvah kiyumis. There is no mitzvah by yosef mishlucha. But nonetheless, the Ran is bothering Ksuvas. Why is no straight Birchas HaMitzvah? And that, the Ran answers on more technical grounds. Ein asiyasa, gemar mitzvasa. Well, then what do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says mitzvah b'yosef b'shlucha when it comes to Kedushin. That's the Chiddush of the Ran. What's driving the mitzvah b'yosef b'shlucha? Pruruvu. Not the mitzvah's Kedushin. If all there was the mitzvah's Kedushin, so finished. Right. Who says that there is mitzvah b'yosef b'shlucha? Mitzvah b'yosef b'shlucha perhaps requires a mitzvah chiyuvis. So that's why the Ran, despite the fact that the Ran assumes there's a mitzvah kedushin, addresses our entire sugya in terms of puruvu, and then that's the Ran's kasha, that men are obligated in puruvu, women are exempt. How do you understand mitzvah ba yoser mebishlucha? In fact, if you look at the Mishnah in Beis and Daf Lamed Vav in the Beis, the Mishnah refers to kedushin as a rishos. Right, that Mishnah in Beitza, you know, discusses many of these Surei Drabanan on Shabbos, on Yantiv. Sometimes the Chachamim forbid a Dvar Mitzvah. Sometimes the Chachamim can forbid a Dvar Rishos. When the Mishnah refers to the fact that one is not allowed to eat Mekadesh Nisha on Shabbos and Yantiv, the Mishnah calls that a Rishos. It calls Kedushin a Rishos. So the Gemara asks on the next Amud, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Kedushin's a Rishus. Vaham mitzvah ka'avid. Isn't Kedushin a mitzvah? Vaham mitzvah ka'avid. What is the Gemara answer? No, yesh no isha ubani. No, we're talking about a case where a person's not getting married for the first time. A person already fulfilled the mitzvah of pruruvu. So it's interesting, no? The Gemara seems to answer, if you're talking about pruruvu, mitzvah, if you're talking about Kedushin, then we understand the Lashon HaMishnah is only considered to be a rishus. So what exactly does that mean? Pruruvu is the mitzvah, and Kedushin is only a rishus? Well, we saw many Rishonim maintain that is true. There's no mitzvah whatsoever of Kedushin. But let's assume, as we said, the Ran Shita, that Kedushin is considered to be a mitzvah. There should be a Birchas HaMitzvah. So how is it the Gemara calls it rishus juxtaposed to the mitzvah of pruruvu? Pruruvu is a mitzvah chiyuvis. That's not just im yirze. Here the Rambam writes regarding kedushim im yirze ish lisha isha yiknas atchila. So that's the contrast. That is considered to be a rishus, a mitzvah kiyuvis. Mishnah refers to as rishus when it contracts that to that which is an absolute chiyuv. We've discussed several times. Sometimes the Mishnah or Gemara can use a term Rishus. It doesn't mean optional. It means in relative terms, no? In relative terms. That's what Tosas writes, you know, in Brachos and Av, Chafaf Malalaf, when it comes to Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Tosas says, Tfilas Arvis Rishus means take it or leave it. You want to daven, daven. You don't want to daven, don't daven. Tosas says, that certainly is not true. Right? The person forgets Yalav, Yavon, Chalamoid, and Marev, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. How can you say Rishus? Tosa says, Legabe mitzvah cheres shioveres. Contrast. If you're contrasting Shachar Smincha Tamariv, so we can call one a Chova, one a Rishus. So that's exactly what that Sugi is doing in Beit Sandaf, Lamed Vav and Beit, Lamed Zayin and Aleph, that Kiddushin is called a Rishus when it's juxtaposed to Pruruvu. So maybe that's the Kiddush. Right? To be Yashiv, the Sheet of the Ran. Kedushin a mitzvah, mitzvah kiyumis. One can now raise the issue of a birchas a mitzvah, but that does not mean you apply the principle of mitzvah yoshu l'shlucho. That doesn't apply to every single mitzvah. One could even go a step further and utilize the categories of marach or zarua. One could argue perhaps as follows, that the secret behind mitzvah bo yoseh b'shlucho is when maisa versus chalos, Maisa versus Chalos. Maybe one could even suggest, but we'll have to learn a little bit more about this. You have to see that Marachos are inside. No? Maybe one could suggest the following. Bamed Devarim Amurim, where we say, this act is critical. This act is crucial. This is Avodas Hashem. That means it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. No? If you're dealing with something which is a mitzvah chiyuvis, im yirtzeh, im yirtze? Maybe one could argue the following. So by definition, im yirtze means the totsah, the chalos. No? If one desires to eat meat, if one desires lisa isha, there it is the effect, the impact. So still a mitzvah. But in those categories of mitzvah, you don't apply the principle of mitzvah by Yosef Shalucho. This teretz is still a very great chiddush. But because of the following. The maskana is that we don't apply mitzvah b'yosef b'shlucho. Our Gemara says we do apply mitzvah b'shlucho. What is the chiddush? What is driving mitzvah b'yosef b'shlucho is the pruruvu. So That's a very interesting split, no? That already is lamdas, no? That as far as the mitzvah of Kiddushin is concerned, that's a mitzvah kiyumis word, the chalos is hikar, and therefore you would not apply mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho. But Kiddushin also has a secondary element, no? Kiddushin is a hechsher, it's matir, it's mechina pruravu. And as far as that second element is concerned, then we do apply the principle of mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho. That's the great Kiddush of the Ram, no? Kiddushin per se, we would argue there's no mitzvah b'shlucho, that's like shchita. But since Kiddushin is a hechsher l'pruravu, so as a hechsher mitzvah, then we apply the principle of pruravu. It sounds mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho. It sounds somewhat ironic. Know that the mitzvah per se does not generate mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho, but as a machshir, as a hechsher mitzvah, then in fact it does. How can that be understood? No, very simply. Because when anything is considered to be a hechsher mitzvah, hechsher asiyah, you know what? It takes on the characteristic of the mitzvah at hand. If A is machshir B, so therefore it will be governed in terms of the character of B. So Kiddushin as an independent chiyuv, I'll tell you, is a mitzvah kiyumis. But Kiddushin as a hechsher to pruravu, therefore it has the status comparable to pruravu itself. Pruravu certainly is that type of mitzvah that one would apply the concept of mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho. Pruravu can only be done yourself, not aide shliach, but in principle. It's the type of mitzvah chiyuvis that you would argue mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho. So we will apply this to Kiddushin as a hechsher to pruravu, even though Kiddushin is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, one would not. Very interesting chiddush. Well, that poshur pshat, right, is the svaras haran. You look at the Ran Arsugi at first glance, you would just simply breeze through it as though there's no mitzvah kedushin. That's against what the Ran writes in Ksuvas and Avbeis. Now, apparently, these are two halachos. What is driving Birchas HaMitzvah is not necessarily the same factor that's relevant to mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho, the two aspects of Yishus, mitzvah machshir, right? B'toras machshir, then we apply mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho, but that's only a function of puruvu. That's the kasha then of the Ran. How does this relate to a woman who is exempt from puruvu? And that's the teretz. No, she is misayeya. And the chiddush that again, she is misayeya what? Puruvu. So therefore, we can apply a principle of mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho as well. That's a pretty fascinating chiddush within the sheet. This concept of mitzvah bo or mitzvah bo yosu b'shlucho, we're used to assuming that this applies to a whole host of mitzvahs. No? Maybe it applies to mitzvahs generally. In fact, that kasha, barach or zerua, that why is it that you don't see a kpeda of mitzvah yosu b'shlucho when it comes to shchita, or a kpeda when it comes to hafrashos, shumas and maestros? The whole assumption of the kasha marach or zeruah is that this principle should be broadened, it should apply generally. And if there is a mitzvah regarding which it doesn't apply, that's a difficulty, and somehow one has to resolve that. It is an interesting ha'ara that where do you find in Shas mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho? Right? Our daf. And our Gemara gives two examples. One is Kedushin, and one is Kavod Shabbos. No, those are the two examples you find in our Gemara. Preparation for Shabbos and Kiddushin, those are the only cases you find of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha. Perhaps if one would suggest that, you know, maybe mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha is limited. Maybe it only applies to these two cases. Maybe it doesn't apply to Afroshin. It doesn't apply to Shchit at all. The context of these sugyas, right, are Kiddushin and Kavod Shabbos. Maybe one could argue that mitzvah bo yosu b'shlucho is limited to these cases alone. There is such a suggestion found in the Yad HaMelech in Perek Lamed of Shabbos. But perhaps one could explain this in a very different way. Why is it that we should assume mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho should only apply to Kiddushin? shouldn't apply to mitzvahs generally. Maybe one could suggest the following chiddush. And in light of that, you can understand our Gemara in a very, very different way. Let's assume that there's a mitzvah of kedusha. The Rambam writes, mitzvah of kedusha. Lisa isha v'ksuva kedusha. If you look in the Rambam and say for mitzvahs reishit gimel, maybe the deal is even more compelling. The Rambam writes, what is the mitzvah? Live ol the kedusha. Live ol the kedusha. No? The Rambam does not mean to say that the mitzvah is only fulfilled ayde kedusha ibiya. Rabbi saw the girl of they not daf yabeis. We don't want that kedusha ibiya. No? Rav man did man kanish ibiya. What does live ol the kedusha mean? Right? That the mitzvah of kedusha is to create, right, the relationship of a person together with his wife, beso, she'ero. That's what Rambam writes, live ol the kedusha. Maybe one could suggest the following chiddush. The Rambam writes there's a mitzvah of kedushin, the Rambam writes there's a mitzvah of shechita. And maybe there's a fundamental difference between them in the following sense. Let's assume, for example, you do the ma'isa shechita. There's a mitzvah shechita, the Rambam writes. The Rambam counts it mina mitzvos. Mitzvah kiyum, yisim yirtzeh, fine. But there's a mitzvah shechita. So you know what? So I ask you to do the shechita. So, who is doing the Maisa HaMitzvah? The Shochet. No? The Maisa Shechita is being performed by the Shochet. Very reasonable, no? What about when it comes to Kedushin? There's a mitzvah of Kedushin, the Rambam writes. So instead of marrying the woman myself, so a person goes ahead and does so Ayyadei Shliach. So who is doing the Maisa HaMitzvah? The Shliach. Is that really true? Maybe not. Maybe not. The Shliach is doing the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Kiyikach. See, when it comes to the Maisa Shechita, look, the Shechita relates to everyone. No? You do a Maisa Shechita, the Shechita creates a Heter Achila. The Heter Achila is for the owner, the Baal HaBehema, for anyone else. The Maisa Shechita relates to Kol Olam Kulo. In which case, the Maisa Shechita is the same whether I do so, the Baal HaBehema, or whether you do so. That is called Maisa HaMitzvah. Perhaps one could suggest, in Yiddish, that's not really true when it comes to Kedushin. Mekadesh Isha L'Chavero. Is that the Maisa HaMitzvah Ki Yikach? Maybe one could suggest a fasting chiddush. No, that's not the Maisa HaMitzvah Kikach at all. The Hagdara of the mitzvah is the following. As the Rambam writes, live all the kedushin. The mitzvah is Lekadesh Es Ishtecha. Kikach Ish Isha. There's a mitzvah to marry your wife. When it's done Ayyadei Shaliach, maybe the Maisa HaMitzvah is lost. An interesting chiddush. Isn't there shlichus? Well, of course there's shlichus. If there wouldn't be shlichus, there wouldn't even be a chalos ishus. You wouldn't be married. So of course there is shlichus, that the chalos ishus will be created al yidei kedushin zeh, but maybe one could suggest a chiddush that that is not the mitzvah of kiyikach. After all, the Kedushin, the whole chalos, right, is a relationship between the Ish and the Isha. Maybe the mitzvah of Kikach is only when it is Mekadesh Ishto Ayideatzma Velo Ayideacherim. If that's true, like the Rambam writes, Livo the Kedushin is the mitzvah. Obviously, that's referring to the relationship of the Baal and Isha. So maybe one could suggest a fascinating Kiddush. Right, and that is that even though there's shlichus when it comes to kedushin, yes and no, yes and no. When it comes to mitzvahs where there's no shlichus, it's nothing. I appoint a shliach to put on tefillin for me. That's nothing. When it comes to certain other areas, shlichus and ma'isa shechita, that is the full v'zavachta. Maybe kedushin has a mitzvah status. Shlichus means that there's a chalos yishus, that certainly is true, but maybe that is not the classic maisa hamitzvah of giigach ishisha. In which case, if that is true, you understand very well why the Gemara says mitzvah bo yosin b'shlucho. Because when you do so al yedei shliach, something is lost. Hamaisa hamitzvah hufsa de lagamrim. You have a chalos yishus, but not the maisa hamitzvah. A maisa yishus, a kinyan of yishus, a chalos yishus, but not necessarily the maisa hamitzvah. Well, if that's true, you can certainly understand why the Gemara applies the principle of mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. But when it comes to most other cases, like shchita or hafrasha, where nothing is lost, I have to do the shchita of my animal? And what's wrong with having someone else do the shchita of the animal? Maybe then one would not apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. What's wrong with sharing the wealth of mitzvos? Right? Being tov leiv of mitzvos? Of allowing someone else to participate in your mitzvah as well. This is not a direct right lahalacha, but take a look at the Gaon in Mishlei, right, in Perek Chavdalet, Pasuk Tet, where the Gaon speaks about the maila of a person who has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, but you know what he does? He shares, right, that opportunity with others as well, that others should have a chelik or participate in the mitzvah. That person is considered to be one who is tov leiv. The Gaon writes an incredible chiddush. Now, Gemara Brachos and Afchav, right? The Gemara mentions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take shochad, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly shows favor to Knesset Yisrael. Gemara Brachos and Afchav. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond? How can I not show favor to Klal Yisrael? No, I said Vechalta V'Savota, and Klal Yisrael Medakte Kazayis U'Kabetza. Now, so take a look. The Gaon has a fascinating biur, right, in that Gemara. Right, that a person, right, is only chayv in berachas hamazon when he eats kedei sviya, but klai yisrael are medakdik in alatzmo, even to do more than that. Isn't that an incredible maila? So what does that gemara mean? Klai yisrael observes mitzvos d'rabbanan. Why did the gemara give berachas hamazon as an example? Aren't there scores of other examples? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, do this, right? Bishomer Shabbos, nachamim paldan gzeros and gzeros and gzeros. Wonderful, no? What's so unique about Berachas HaMazon? The Gaon writes a fascinating chiddush. The Gaon writes, no, a person has enough to eat kedei sviya. Right? A person has enough to eat kedei sviya. Right? And he could be very frum, and he'll insist that he'll eat kedei sviya, and he'll be chayv in Berachas HaMazon deraisa, but yet what does he do? He takes that which he has, and he shares it with others. And now many will participate in Berachas HaMazon, and now you'll have a Berachas HaZimun, but you know what? Not everybody's going to eat kedei sviya. If you're going to share, what's going to happen? Each person is only going to eat a kazayis. That's the mile of Knesset Yisrael. Now, a person who is willing to, right, to forego the mitzvah daraisa himself in order to have everyone else participate, even if now the chiv is only going to be derabbanon, because the mitzvah now is only derabbanon of achilas kazayis, not achilas kedei sviya. It's a pretty novel understanding that the Gaon writes. Right, but as a mashal of one who's being told leiv mitzvot. And also a person who's mezaka acherim. That's considered to be such a terrible thing. But maybe when it comes to kedushin, that is a problem. Because if the hagdaras hamitzvah is to be lekadesh es ishtecha, and he will discharge that ayadei shliach, so the shliach said, I did a mitzvah today. And what mitzvah did you do? I was mekadesh his wife. That's the mitzvah. Chalos. A maisa yishus, a maisa kedushin, but perhaps not a mitzvah. In a vast tree, you can understand why the Gemara will apply mitzvah bo yosem ibashlucha. It's almost that when it comes to kedushin, mitzvah elabo. The mitzvah is not fulfilled ayde shliach. And why does the Gemara say mitzvah bo yosem ibashlucha? Because it can't say there's no shlichus. No, there is shlichus in terms of the chalos kedushin. But not necessarily in terms of the mitzvah of Yishus. That's an interesting chiddush. Maybe one could suggest, we'll have a little bit more about Kavod Shabbos. Maybe the same thing is true when it comes to Kavod Shabbos. The mitzvah of Kavod, that one should be Toreach Ba'ad HaShabbos. Does that have anything at all to do with the fact that the person will experience oneg and partake and enjoy the effect of his hachana? Maybe one could argue the same is true when it comes to Kol Shabbos as well. That the mitzvah of kavod is that a person should be toreach be'erev Shabbos b'ma sheyesh lo oneg mimeno b'Shabbos. Similar to Kedusha in that sense. That the mitzvah of kavod is that one should enable himself to enjoy oneg Shabbos. In which case, maybe one could compare that to the case of Kedushin as well. Let's say a person is a storekeeper, right? And all day long, he's preparing for Shabbos. What does that mean? He's preparing the foods because this person will purchase, and that person will purchase, and that person will purchase. So all of that is part of the mitzvah Kavod Shabbos. Maybe Kavod Shabbos, again, has that limitation in the sense that the mitzvah of Kavod is a vehicle, a hachana for the oneg. So therefore, the mitzvah of kavod means that a person should be tareach, as the Ar Gemara cites those examples, b'ma sheyesh lo oneg mimenu. So let's assume, for example, the following. It's Erev Shabbos now, right? And I am not going to involve myself in hachana whatsoever, but I'm going to have someone else do it. So when someone else will go ahead and prepare for that which he is not utilizing on Shabbos, it's not his own Shabbos, but he is preparing that which is for someone else, is that the Maisa HaMitzvah of Kavod Shabbos? Maybe one could argue what's unique about Kavod and Kedushin is that there, it has that unique element that the mitzvah is understood in terms of the one who is married, the one who experiences the oneg. And in that regard, then you assume the principle of mitzvah yosem b'shlucha. But when it comes to shechita, which is universal, the shechita is matir l'chol ha'olam, do you say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha? Maybe not. What the halachi is that the baal ha'bema should do the shechita, and he's passing the torch to someone else? Maybe no, that's not true. There, what's the difference? Whether it's A or whether it's B, maybe you don't apply that principle under those conditions. This is the Chiddush that Rav Asher Reis writes in Siman Yud Zayin, right? That perhaps one could understand that Mitzvah Yoshlucha is a much more limited halacha. If you can demonstrate that there is some mitzvahs hagavra in that asiya, well, in such a case, Mitzvah Yoshlucha b'shlucha. There still certainly is what will be accomplished, even if it's al yedei acherim, there's still a chalos ishus. Even if the hachana is done al yedei acherim, so therefore I will be able to partake on Shabbos, so the totsav, oneg Shabbos, will still be accomplished. But in those cases, you assume mitzvah bo, yosim b'shlucha. If you look in the Amshal Shlomo, right, here in our sugya, the Marshal just writes the following. The Gemara says mitzvah ba yosem b'shlucha, and the Gemara says mitzvah ba yosem b'shlucha. What is the Ran troubled by? The mitzvah is one of puravu, and women are exempt from puravu. Okay, so women are exempt from puravu. And what's the answer? Misayaya. What's the difficulty, no? So good, women are exempt from puravu. So therefore what? What's the next step? So since women are exempt from puravu, therefore what? You shouldn't apply the principle of mitzvah b'yosem b'shlucha? Why? Why is that true? That's what the Marshal writes, that why is that so difficult? Women are exempt from lulav, and women are exempt from shofar, and women are exempt from sukkah, but you all know the sukkah and kedushin, and daf chavtes, and daf lamed of eino mitzvah b'yosem. So a good one is exempt. But it's a great kiyum ha-mitzvah for one to perform mitzvahs even if you're exempt from them. No? The technical machlokas is, you know, the Rambam tells us whether a woman can recite a bracha, whether a tzviyosa can recite a bracha. Maybe a bracha was only instituted if there's a chiyuv. Or maybe the problem is the word vitzivanu we've discussed in the past. Good, but everyone agrees, the Rambam tells us, that there's a key mitzvah v'ena mitzvah v'yosa. So given the fact that that's true, that there is a concept v'ena mitzvah v'yosa, so good. So women are exempt from kedushin. And women are exempt from peruvu. But does that mean you can't say mitzvah v'yosa v'shlucho? But there's a key mitzvah. And there's v'ena mitzvah v'yosa. So there is inu mitzvah v'yosa for this ma'isa kedushin, and there are two ways that I can do it. One is just have somebody else do it. Another is that I can participate myself. So why can't you assume on the level of inu mitzvah v'yosa, mitzvah v'yosa mishlucha? No. What does it mean mitzvah v'yosa mishlucha? Chavivas ha-mitzvah. A person demonstrates a greater chavivas ha-mitzvah by doing it himself rather than having someone else do it on their behalf. That's only true if you're obligated in the mitzvah. And if you're exempt from mitzvah and there's schar v'ena mitzvah v'yosa, it's ridiculous to assume mitzvah v'yosa mishlucha, meicha taisin. That's what the Mashal writes, it thinks poshup shad. You don't have to come on to all these other issues. Misayat, well, misayat. No. Woman based on her chiyuv and her chiyuv alone. Right? Good, she is not mechuyeves, but Chavivas ha-mitzvah, davodas Hashem, avasui, mitzvah b'yosem v'shlucha. We'll have to discuss this a little bit further, but why is the Ran troubled by that, no? Why does the Ran have to come up with this great Kiddush that it must be because, as far as he is concerned, mitzvah bo, and he cannot fill this mitzvah himself, so therefore, her role is understood as an extension of his, because obviously that she is the player in Peruvu, and if that wouldn't be the case, if it would just be her mitzvah alone, why wouldn't we assume that there is a kiyum of Eina Mitzvah V'yosa, and therefore mitzvah v'yosa mishlucha? That's what the Miyam Shoshlama writes, he thinks it's Poshim Shad. Maybe again one could suggest, we'll have to see a little further, that there are two different classes of mitzvos. No. What did that Marachor Zohar write in Kuchav Ches? No? If there is a mitzvah which is clear avodas Hashem, then mitzvah b'yosem v'shlucha. If something was chalos, totsah, then you don't assume mitzvah b'yosem v'shlucha. Maybe that's what the Ran is assuming in the following split. When you have a mitzvah which is clearly an act of avodas Hashem, kriya shma, sukkah, lulav, shofar, then there's a concept of inu mitzvah v'yosa. But maybe if you have something which is ikra b'chalos, maybe there is no inu mitzvah v'yosa. Interesting possibility. When something is a ritual, right, a mitzvah, then there are different gradations of kiyum ha-mitzvah. So even if you're not obligated, nonetheless, in mitzvah yosa, mitzvah b'yosa mishlucha. But here, if you're dealing with ikro b'totza, maybe if one is exempt, there is no in mitzvah yosa. But again, a great chiddush. Lachor, one could argue poshim shat, as the Marshal does, that in terms of kiyum ha-mitzvah, regardless of whether one is obligated or not, there is this concept. If you look in the Meiri in our Sigi writes the following. Again, the Meiri addresses our Sigi from the perspective of Puruvu, and is bothered that a woman is not mitzvah b'piriyah v'rivya. The Meiri writes the following, but nonetheless, ha-mitzvah nasis al-yada. And since the mitzvah is nasis al-yada, so therefore, mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucha. And then the Meiri writes the following. That afal pi shein bo esei gamur, even though there's no absolute esei, eina nifkas mi mitzvah lagamrei. A woman is not excluded categorically from this mitzvah. Eina nifkas mi mitzvah lagamrei. It's somewhat unclear what the Meiri means, no? There's no esei gamur, but that doesn't mean a woman is mufkas. maybe one could understand it in many different ways. Maybe one is the Ran. Technically, she's exempt, but misayas lebala, she's not nifgas legamre. Maybe one could understand it in terms of the marshal. Good, technically she's exempt, but she's not excluded. You know, sometimes an exemption is an exclusion, no? Let's assume, for example, a person is a Yisrael. He's not a Kohen. So, should he go and fulfill mitzvah skuna? Ain't a mitzvah yosa. You'll argue, what do you mean? You don't have a kedusha as Kohen, no? You are mufkas from mitzvah skuna. There's no mitzvah to pretend that you're the Kohen. That's not true when it comes to mitzvah seisha as man gram alike, and yisha as bichlal kedusha. There's a technical p'tur, the hekesh to tefillin. And that allows for any mitzvah yosa. Maybe that's what the Marians of Enanif Gas Lagamri. If you look, however, in the Sefer HaMakne, if you look in the Karban HaSanal, right here in the Rosh Nos Aleph, the Karban HaSanal writes the following Kiddush. There are various elements of mitzvah in terms of having children. There is a mitzvah approval, but there also was another pasuk. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya. This is, in fact, the pasuk that the Mishnah quotes in Gitna Daf Mem Aleph Med Aleph. Lo sohu vara lo sheves yitzara. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I didn't create this world that it should remain empty. Lo sheves yitzara. I created the world that it should be populated. This is what we refer to as the mitzvah of sheves. The mitzvah of sheves. What is the relationship between the mitzvah of puruvu and the mitzvah of sheves? Well, the Karban HaSanal says that, you know, there are many Rishonim that indicate. Right? This is what Tosus writes in Gittin and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Right? The Tosus Der Masko Lo Sohu. The Tosus in Bava Basra and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. That Nashim are Mechuyavos in the Mitzvah of Sheves. Even though women are exempt from Puruvu, they're obligated in the Mitzvah of Sheves. And therefore, the Karban HaSanal writes that, of course, you can apply mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucha. This ishus is a vehicle toward puruvu, but also a vehicle toward the mitzvah midirei kabbalah of sheves. And even if women are exempt from puruvu, women are obligated in sheves. Very great chiddush. So what is the relationship of puruvu and sheves? And why should one assume that even if women are exempt from one, they're obligated in the other? Therefore, of course, women have a major chelek in the mitzvah issues. Because if the kedushin is a hechsher mitzvah, right, for the purpose of puruvu, the same issue when it comes to the chiyuv of sheves. So take a look at these makaras. Take a look at that. Sugin gitna daf mem aleph mem aleph. That's the case of a chatziah v'chatziah ben chorin, kofnis rabba l'shachara. Take a look at the two tosas. And the tosas, daf mem aleph mem aleph lisa shivcha. And the Tosas Der Masko Lo Sohu Vara, that's in Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis. That's where Tosas quotes the Chiddush of the Rivam, that Nashim are Mechuyavos, the mitzvah of Shabbos, even though they're exempt from the case of Puruvu. Take a look carefully at those two Tosas, enough to see the relationship between these two. The Tosas in the very beginning of Lisa Shivcha seems to say a very difficult thing about Ones. About an ones. So take a look at that, and then take a look at Yosef Engel in Esfin Daraisa in Klau Yud Gimel, where Yosef Engel discusses this tosis at length. And then, right, take a look at the Shultus I mentioned earlier, right, in Kuf Samach Tes, right, whether mitzvah bo yosef mishluch applies to a hechsher mitzvah. When do we say that, when do we not? No? That's the Shultus about different types of hechsher mitzvah with many different Okay, so we'll pick up tomorrow with the second getting up.